Today's learning from the Nishas Chaim Lutz from Shari Moshe and Nina Rivka Bas Moshe Israel. It's from Anach HaMoshe, Bas Yisrael, Shalem HaChaim Moshe, Yom HaMalkim, Yom Baruch HaBas HaMalkim, Bat Yitzchum Fegel Dina, and Eschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're holding Simon Reish Samach Gimel. We are up to Sif Beis. We are continuing on over here with the halachas of Neiros Shabbos, Hadlakas Neiros. Echad HaNashim VeEchad HaNashim, both men and women, Chayavim Liyas Pevetayim Ner Dalek B'Shabbos. The chiyuv of having lit candles in your house is a chiyuv not only on the women, it's a chiyuv on both men and women. You don't have what to eat. So just like somebody who doesn't have food to eat has to go and beg for it, to go around to the soup kitchen and get it, you also have to go around and collect for Ner Shabbos. So this is a chelik of Oynik Shabbos. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ain't like, ain't a kavana the ain't like klal ma yoichel. They're not talking about somebody who doesn't have anything to eat at all. The bezeh mutav sheyachsel apsachik they lick nice lechem leShabbos. So if a person chas v'shalom has to go collect money in order to be able to have food, he's starting off Friday morning, he has nothing. The chas v'shalom guy has no food, no candles. Of course, you're first going to go collect to go buy food. The ikayim is a mitzvah's kiddush. The gam ikersu the Shabbos that comes before the candles. We're talking about this guy. He doesn't have money for food. He goes ahead and he gets his food from the soup kitchen. So even though he's getting his food from the soup kitchen, he has to go out and go collect and try, attempt to go get candles for Shabbos. He does have some money, but a very, very small amount. Mitzvahs lechem l'suda Shabbos kodem l'kol. The first thing you buy is bread. As we'll see shortly, the bread is not only food, you can also make kiddush on the bread. V'ner l'shabbos kodem l'kach m'sher m'chalem. The next thing on the list is the candle. The after shamachalem u'basa hu gam kem b'chal oynik Shabbos, even though fish and meat and soup, these are all part of oynik Shabbos, mikol makam ner adif. The candle comes first. Yoysa mishum shloim b'ayis, because, as we'll see shortly, the light is not only Oynik Shabbos, it's Shalom Bayis. Because without light in the house, there is no Shalom Bayis. And therefore, it comes first. Umiyu, mishum ner, dai ner echad l'chud. This chiyuv, in other words, I get my bread first, then I get the candle, then I get other food, I only have to get one candle. Once I have one candle, then I can go get vashar yoytzi amachal Shabbos. The rest should be done for Shabbos. Gamrinu Gemara, as the Gemara says, even a poor person has to do add on something to cover Shabbos. This is the ikar of Suda Shabbos. Once again, he tells us, we said previously in the last bit on the Mishnah Berurah, for this thing that the Mechaber told us, that a person is mechuyav to even go collecting to have Ner Shabbos, that is a that one candle is enough. Okay, Sif Gimel. Hanashim Musharis by Yosa, the chiyuv, the mitzvah of taking care of the candles has fallen more to the women. They're the ones who are more careful about it. So Mechaber gives one basic reason. We'll see other reasons momentarily. She's the one who's usually found in the house. But Oiskis B'Sarchet Shabbos, and she's the one who takes care of taking care of the Shabbos. But again, the chiyuv that there should be candles in your house is both on the wife and on the husband. Now, im ein yodoy maseges liknos ner Shabbos l'kiddush hayom. What happens if you don't have enough money for candles and to buy kiddush? Ner Shabbos kodem. The candles come first. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why the ner Shabbos comes first, and we'll get back. We'll go into that. Well, let's pause over here before we get into the next scenario. Hanashim Masaris, Afilim Yirtza Baal Hadlik Ba'atzmai. Guy gets married and he tells his wife, the chiyuv is on both on me and you, and therefore, why should you get it? I want to be the one making the bracha and lighting the candles. Ha'isha Kademis, the wife comes first. Imloy Sheyesh Harba Neiris, Yachal Gamu Gam Ken Lahadlik. So they're lighting many candles, then he can also light. But the Ikim, it's the woman, although the chiyuv is on both, she has a right to tell the husband, I'm not giving up the mitzvah, I want it. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, if you're the husband and you want to have a part of the mitzvah of, you want to have part of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros, go ahead and turn on some of the lights that have to be on for Shabbos and have them on. You're turning them on Alts Neiros Shabbos. So it is possible for the husband to do it as well. Same idea. If you're lighting many candles, the husband can light some. The same idea. Kishihi when a woman has a baby, b'Shabbos Rishayna Madlik HaBalam Avarech, then the husband should light the candles. Now, back then, the women used to be much more bedridden for a longer time after having a baby than it is now. The Paiskim all right, this is not that the husband has to light the candles and the woman can't. Totally, the woman, if she's at home and she's able to come to the table and light the candles, or even you can put the candles next to her bed and she can light them, it's totally fine. She doesn't have to. The husband does not have to light the candle. When she's in nida, she's able to do the candles. So the Mechaber gave us the reason why did this mitzvah become more of a woman's mitzvah. Another reason. So the reason the Mechaber gave, because she's found in the house and she's the one taking care of it. She caused Adam HaRishon to sin, which caused that a people should die. If not for the sin of Adam and Chava in the Gan Eden before but the Eitz Hadas, then people never would have died. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. So by the causing of this sin, it caused that the people should die, which causes the candle to go out. And therefore, the mitzvah became, as since we know we are constantly being mechaper for that sin of Adam and Chava, the way the woman is mechaper for that sin is by lighting the candles. It's a good idea for the husband to prepare the candles. Back in the day, the minhag used to be, many people I'm sure still have this minhag, the husband would light the candle beforehand and then put it out. The older wicks, it seems they lit better if they were lit first and then put out. So when the wife was lighting the candles for Shabbos, she wouldn't have a hard time lighting it. Today, the candles don't really have that. But there's an inyan that the husband should prepare the candles, but the woman is the one who lights the actual candles. Ner Shabbos Kodem. Now, by the way, he brings down over here that if the husband is preparing the candles, he should make sure to do it early because we mentioned this a number of times. You got to be careful that you shouldn't be running last minute. The woman shouldn't run last minute and chas v'shalom by mistake light the candles too late where it's already Shabbos. So if she's waiting for her husband to prepare the candles and you're the one who causes it, it's problematic too. If you're preparing the candles, you should make sure to prepare it in advance. Then we said that if you have a choice of Kiddush or Ner Shabbos, the Ner is HaKodem. V'afal gav the Kiddush daraisa, the being mekadesh as a Shabbos is midaraisa. Mikol makom alayayin derabanan. The fact that you have to do the Kiddush on wine, that's only the rabbanan. The minat Torah yotze b'tefila. When we daven ma'ariv, we're already yotze with our Kiddush. When we daven shachris, we yotze. K'moshe nichtu b'simen reish ayin aleph. V'oid, another reason, yochel kaddish al pas. So we already said that we have only enough money for bread or candles. We get the bread. So bread we have already. Now the choice is candle or wine. Why do I want the wine? Because I want to make Kiddush al yayin. Oh, that the candle comes first because there's plenty of other ways that you could make Kiddush. Yes, David, the Rav said that the woman should turn on the light. We spoke about that yesterday. Listen to yesterday's recording. But what we said was that in the dining room, the woman should light the light. But the husband can just as well, let's say the Shabbos light or the closet light you're leaving on in your bedroom, so you should be able to see and not trip, right? There's supposed to be candles in every single room. Today we don't have candles in every room because we have lights. We make Shabbos lights, night lights, things like that. So the husband can be yotze to the mitzvah with those. But you are correct that the one in the dining room is preferable if the woman turns it on. But the ikkah is she has to light the candles. The husband can turn it on too. It's like the extra candles. So you are correct. Let's go back to the mechaber. V'chein, emein yodim aseges liknas ner l'Shabbos and ner l'Chanukah. Chas v'shalom, a person doesn't have enough money to buy both ner Shabbos and ner Chanukah. Ner Shabbos koydim mishum shalom bayis, because since ner Shabbos is shalom bayis goes before ner Chanukah. There ain't shalom bayis below ner, because you don't have shalom bayis if the house is dark. V'emein yodim aseges liknas yayin l'kiddush v'liknas ner Chanukah. So what? So you have enough money for challah. You had enough money for Ner Shabbos. Now your choice is wine for Kiddush on Ner Chanukah. Ayin l'kam and simen tov reish ayin ches. We'll see over there what the halacha is. Let's see the Mishabur. Mishim Shalom Bayis. V'miyeshlein ner achet tzagi. But negaya to be yoytza Shalom Bayis, not yoytza. To have the Shalom Bayis, you need one candle. V'yoytza amayis l'kiddush. So now if a person, oil ner chanukah. So if a person, first thing you buy, challah. Second thing, one candle. Third thing, kiddush. If it's Chanukah, Chanukah goes before kiddush. Okay? The Gamal Chanukah Menorah Chitzagi. Now when I'm up to the Chanukah, I don't have to buy, it's the eighth night of Chanukah, I don't have to buy eight candles. One candle's enough, and then I can use any extra money I have for other food for Shabbos. V'neracha l'Chanukah, and you have some extra money, nearly, the Targum says, Nikla oid neres l'Chanukah, liyas bina. So, not like I just said, just to clarify again. If I have enough money, I first buy a challah, then I buy one candle, then I buy one candle for Chanukah, then I buy Kiddush. Okay, now I have some extra money. It's better to buy additional candles and be from the Mahadran than to buy other food according to this. Okay, but there's different shapes in this. Kasa Magen Avraham, the Isha Suma, a blind woman, Gam Ken Yichayel Levarach on their Shabbos. She can make the bracha on their Shabbos. The Anahenes Gam Ken Meiris, because she does have some sort of hanar from the light. Mia, and Yeshla Baal Shu Bekeach, if her husband is able to see, Hu Yivarach. It's better in that case for the husband to make the bracha. What happens if there's a blind woman who's lighting candles on the same table that other people lit? Then she should not make a bracha. Now, what's the chiddush over here? We're going to learn soon that if two women are lighting on the same table, they can both make a bracha. Okay? However, that is when both of those women can see. But when you have one woman who can see, she made a bracha already. And now you have a blind lady lighting on the same table, she should not make a bracha. The Ikka Tam Shekula Mevarchim, why in the case of when two women are lighting? They can both make a bracha. L'chayra, you already have Ner Shabbos, so why does the second woman get to make a bracha? Mishum Simcha Yaseir Sheyesh HaYidei Ribei HaNeiros. The fact that there's more candles brings even a greater aura to the room, a greater simcha to the room. K'moshe Kasa B'Sivches, as we're going to see a little bit later in Sivches, we'll get to that. But however, when the second woman who's lighting is blind, Olek HaSimcha Gabah, she does not have that simcha. Okay, we will stop over here, and in Yetzer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow night.